President Bush has been on the political sidelines long enough. Today, his re-election campaign, Bush-Cheney 04, released its first salvo of TV ads. They begin airing tomorrow. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne has been looking at the new campaign ads, and he joins us now from the White House. Don, we've heard a lot about how the Republicans are going to go after John Kerry, but I gather these ads never really mention Kerry. What's going on here? What's the strategy?
Right. The anti-Kerry ads are still in production, or perhaps they're sitting on a shelf somewhere just waiting for the right moment to roll them out. We'll certainly see them eventually. But this first flight of ads for the Bush-Cheney campaign has a different purpose. The strategy seems to be to, as the Bush campaign puts it, set the table for the coming campaign, to remind voters of what the country has been through for the past few years.
Well, we have some of these ads. Let's take a listen to one.
The last few years have tested America in many ways. Some challenges we've seen before, and some were like no others. But America rose to the challenge. What sees us through tough times? Freedom, faith, families, and sacrifice. President Bush, steady leadership in times of change.
Now, that's the soundtrack of a video ad. So, Don, what are we seeing while we're hearing that?
There are parents holding a newborn baby, a classroom with children saying the Pledge of Allegiance. There's a firefighter. And most powerfully, we see a glimpse of the American flag in the ruins of the World Trade Center. That's when you hear the announcer say, some challenges were like no other. That's where we see that flag. That 9/11 image is fleeting. It's in the middle of the ad. It's on the screen for just 1 second, literally. But it is clearly what stands out when you watch the ad. And campaign officials say the image is in the ad because it was a time when the nation was attacked and when the president's leadership qualities were on display, and that it's important for voters to remember that.
And are all the ads in the same vein?
Well, they certainly have a similar feel, but they're distinct. There are, again, four of them. A second ad has more of a workplace theme. This is the only one that runs for 60 seconds. It features the president and the first lady, and we hear them both. And as they talk, we see images of a diner at night, of factory work, of hard hat construction workers. There's brief footage of a woman who's in the service, presumably at a military base here in the U.S. She's in combat fatigues, and she's holding her young child. And there are images of school teachers.
And we're going to take a listen to that one right now.
One of the things that must never change is the entrepreneurial spirit of America. This country needs a president who clearly sees that.
The strength, the focus, the characteristics that these times demand.
And as the economy grows, the job base grows, and somebody who's looking for work will be more likely to find a job. I know exactly where I want to lead this country. I know what we need to do to make the world more free and more peaceful. I know what we need to do to make sure...
This is one of the ads that President Bush will be placing, his Bush-Cheney campaign will be placing on television starting tomorrow. And there you said we're seeing many different Americans in the visuals, Don?
Right. And in all of these ads, actually, we're looking at soft focus visuals and hearing that gentle music, kind of fiddle music in that one, and being told that the president is in control, that he has provided steady leadership. That's the catchphrase. It's not exactly the Morning in America ad from Ronald Reagan's reelection campaign from 20 years ago. People may remember those ads. But there's definitely some of that mood, a strong suggestion that hard times have been endured, that the country is in good hands, and that it's on the right path.
The idea that we're experiencing all of these sometimes very difficult changes, but we can count on the president seems to be the message there.
Exactly.
There's a Spanish language ad as well?
That's right. It's the first of many ads in Spanish we'll hear this year, no doubt, from the Bush-Cheney campaign, but also from the Democrats. President Bush's senior advisor, Karl Rove, has long said that if the president can firm up his conservative base and reach out to some traditional Democratic constituencies, such as Hispanics, it'll be hard to beat him. And this ad is part of that. It starts with the president himself saying a brief phrase in Spanish. Then the text in the form of on-screen graphics is all in Spanish. This particular ad also has a twin that is in English.
Thank you, Don.
Mm-hmm. Thank
NPR's Don Gagne speaking to us from the White House.